Blog Talk Radio. And talk, but I've been lucky here, here lately. I've been pretty lucky. But, you know, if any of y'all know anybody who walks in the miracles and has really had something that, you know, had the Lord to touch them in different ways and has really showed a lot of, I mean, God has really worked a lot of miracles through them, you know, just message me on Facebook or something, let me know about them, and I'll interview them. And, you know, they can tell us their story because it's always good to hear testimonies and so on. And it encourages us, you know, in the Lord. It encourages us and make our Christianity or our Christian walk stronger. And that's one thing I like doing here on this show. I want to make your Christian walk with the Lord very strong, where you'll have unbreakable faith in Him. And a lot of people, you know, in these days and times, they don't really have much of the power of God in them. They call it witchcraft or something if they see some type of power going on. But they don't know back in, you know, back in the early days of the church, you know, miracles was quite common. And it was, and normally, I've heard some people talk about this, that, you know, they'd say, you know, get a Christian to heal me, because the Christian could lay hands on people and heal them. Nowadays, it's very rare to hear that because ain't many Christians know about the power of God anymore. The Holy Spirit ain't really in them like they think He is, because they never asked Him to come in. A lot of people, they go through their ceremonies and stuff, but they don't really meet with their heart, so He don't really come in like He's supposed to. But, you know, that them days are changing. And, you know, a lot of us is working in the power of God is making sure this changes. And as I've proved to you on this show that, you know, these things are changing, people's eyes are opening, and God's original church is coming back, and He's coming back too. So, you know, everybody keep your eyes open on that. But today is Thursday, January the 23rd, 2014. Today's show is about love will overcome. We all know that love overcomes. I've got a little thing here, a meditation book here. It says a beacon of love, and it starts talking from John 13:34-35. Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know you, but that you are my disciple. I read this again. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know you are one of my disciples. So what it's saying is, it's saying that when you're showing love to people, you're walking in the shoes of Jesus. You're showing that you're, you know, Jesus is a disciple. If you never reflect love to anybody, you always got hatred towards everybody, you ain't reflecting Christ, and most likely you're not a Christian. So the Holy Spirit in you, when you have the Holy Spirit in you, you won't show love to somebody. I mean, you might not be lovey-dovey all the time. I mean, I'm not either. I mean, I'm a normal human being, and I get grouchy from time to time like everybody does. But, you know, I do show love to people because I do love people. And it is so very funny because, you know, when people give you a hard time and they don't treat you right, they use you and things like that, you've got to think, you know, they use Jesus. They did the disciples the same way. You know, like they said, you know, your fathers had did the same to the prophets in the past. So their fathers has treated the prophets in the past of the Lord the same way. And a lot of times, you know, people will treat you wrong because, you know, Satan gets in these people and has them, manipulates them where they will treat you like that. One thing you've got to learn, these people, it's not these people treating you bad. It's the demonic activity in them that is controlling them, having them to treat you bad. Their true self is a child of God. They forgot who they are because they don't have the Holy Spirit to guide them, to teach them what they are. They don't have Jesus there to show them what they are. So they're being manipulated. Everybody's being controlled by something. You're being controlled by God, by good, or the evil one. So you're a puppet by one or the other. Everyone is being controlled by one or the other. And there's so many people out there saying, no, I'm in control of myself. Yeah, sit back and look at things and realize things, you'll see you not. A lot of people is fooled, very fooled, of who they're being controlled by. They're being controlled by the media. They're being controlled by their music. Who controls the music? Who controls the media? Who controls the world's things? The enemy does. And when you're being controlled by those things, you're being controlled by the enemy. And anytime you hurt somebody, you're open a hole for the enemy to get deeper in you, deeper into somebody else. So think about that when you decide to hurt somebody or say a mean thing to them. You're tearing a hole for the enemy to mess with them, because when you hurt somebody, you hurt their feelings. And when you hurt their feelings, you open a hole for the enemy to come in and torment them with that hurt. And then it's going to torment you, because you've got a tie, you've got a string tied to that person. And that will be one connection you'll have, is Satan's tie between you and them with what you've done. So never hurt nobody. Always love them, because you want that tie of love. You want that tie of Christ between you and your brother and sister. I don't know whether it's your husband, your wife, whatever it may be. You want that tie of love. You don't want that tie of hate. Like it says biblically, you know, and I think it's Romans or something, you know, Peter talks about don't lay your head down on your pillow with regret or hatred towards somebody. Ask for forgiveness. Show that love. That's what you want to do. You want to show your love to people. And I've noticed here lately in my life that a lot of people, you know, a lot of times when you put people on a pedestal, or you see these people that, you know, does a lot of things for God and this and that, but you think that they're going to be on this pedestal and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be, you know, righteous. They're going to be humble. A lot of them claim to be humble. And then when you really get to know them, they're not really all that humble. They're not as humble as you think they are. That's because a lot of times these people that's in the spotlight, what happens to them? Maybe when they first started, they was humble. Maybe when God first started using them, they was humble. But an enemy has came in, and whatever their ability is, has came in and manipulated that and gave them an ego and made them unhumble. Or they might put on that humble, you know, mask for a little while, but when you go to their house or you're talking to them behind closed doors, they're nothing like they appear to be. And you know what? You know, God knows this. God knows what they're going through. God sees how they're treating people. And I have saw instances, or I have saw situations where God has took and power away from people that turn like that. Because when you're representing God, you're representing His kingdom. When you're representing His kingdom, you're representing Him. And if you're not representing Him the way you should be, then He pulls His, I mean, He's still in you, but He's going to stop from using you. So anybody that walks in the power and is representing God, you need to act like that. Because, you know, your time can come where you will lose that. And I've talked to many of people that walks in the power of God, and they'll say, well, you know, God showed me one day that, you know, this is not me. He's even showed me these things. Like, you know, speaking in tongues, He's ripped that from me before, showing me that, see, I had a hard time believing that. I thought it was something I made up. And then He stopped it for maybe a day to reveal to me it was not me making this up. It wasn't my brain making up these words. It was Him. It was His Holy Spirit speaking through me. He showed me real quick a lot. And I know all this stuff's a gift. And I'm kind of different than other people when it comes to gift. It's more sacred to me to pray for somebody and see them get healed, because it's more of a spiritual, it's more of a spiritual thing to me. It's more of a amazement of what God can do instead of a sideshow sometimes. A lot of people use these things for a sideshow, and it's like not a sideshow for me. You don't see me chasing people down, but, you know, in the future, I am wanting to, you know, do some healings on the street like a lot of these people are doing. But as of this time, things ain't came together where I could do that. But maybe one day, you know, and maybe God don't want me to do that. I don't know. You know, it's up to Him. And I've went to so many different, you know, avenues trying to get somebody to show me what to do, you know, and I've talked to many of them, but it kind of fell through. So, you know, I don't know whether He wants me to do it myself or whatever, but, you know, I'm still out here. I do ministry in my lawn care service, and I do ministry on the side. Like, if I know somebody that needs help, you know, I pray for them, things happen, and, you know, I do my own thing. I'm not just chasing people down. When they're at need, I'll pray for them and things will happen for them. But it's just a little different for me, and I found out different things about things. I'll never glorify myself on this show. I never have and never will. A lot of people have shows and they always glorify themselves. I try to glorify other people, how God's working through them, not just me. And sometimes the Lord has really pointed to me and told me that I need to step up to the plate some and tell them, you know, some of the things that's happened to me and how the Lord has glorified me and helped me. And, you know, I'm nobody special. I'm no better than you are. You know, I'm not the Einstein that's went to all these different schools and all this stuff. I certainly ain't. You know, I just graduated high school and barely graduated high school, and took a ministerial class at Unity. And, you know, I've did some things, and I've learned a lot about the power of God and about healing and about, you know, all type of, you know, the energy healing stuff. But the power of Christ is amazing, and that's the only thing I want to do, you know. I love Christ, and He loves me, and, you know, that's just me and Him, man. He's my daddy. He's my friend. He's all that. And, you know, sometimes we leave Him in the back burner sometimes. You know, we get involved in our lives and things, and, you know, and sometimes the enemy will do that. He'll pump up your life, or you'll try to leave, you know, your beloved in the background. And you've got to get back on track sometimes and get back to your beloved. Your beloved is Christ. Your beloved is God. And sometimes you got to get back on that track. And that's what I do from time to time. I'm just a normal guy. And, you know, I deal with situations. I do love God a lot. My wife knows that. My children see that. You know, we even have, you know, church here at the house. My daughter, she has a disability, attention disability or something like that. She cannot stay still. She has a speaking disability too, so it's hard for her to get in with a Sunday school class at a church and stuff, and it's hard for us to try to explain things to them when we do. It's kind of rough. So some ordained minister, we have church here at the house, you know, some Sundays, and we have music, we study the Bible, and, you know, we teach the kids, and the kids learn a lot quicker here at the house. They learn a lot more stuff out of the Bible because they know their mom and dad's teaching them that. And we do some amazing things here. And I've had amazing miracles happen in my own house. Like, things turn on all of a sudden when we start preaching. Like, God is letting us know that He's here with us and He's really supporting us. And we had a miracle just happen to us yesterday. I've not really said anything about this on the radio show today. We went to a restaurant yesterday, a nice seafood restaurant, and we ordered quite a bit of food to eat, and I was already paid for it. And all of a sudden, this lady, we was getting ready to get up and pay for our food, and the lady stopped, said, sir, you don't need to pay for his food. There was a customer that had the Lord speak to him, or God speak to him, and wanted them to pay for your your meal, and he actually paid for your meal, so everything's taken care of. And when the lady told us that, I couldn't speak. My wife spoke up for me because I was, like, stunned. Because I'm the type of person, I'm not used to anybody helping me much. You know, I've always, you know, God has helped me in many different ways. He's blessed me. I mean, don't get me wrong. But not a, you know, a person out of the background just helping me. I'm not used to that. And I used to have problems with that because I had a hard time with people, you know, helping me. I don't know. It's just a thing. I've always had to take care of myself. And you know how people, you know, are, how they are sometimes. They just have a hard time people helping them. But God is teaching me to accept, you know, gifts, accept, you know, people helping you. And, I mean, I can't tell you how, I mean, I could sit and talk to you for days about how the Lord has given me things, how he has taken me out of situations. I could even go to, like, last week we was coming back from Concord, North Carolina, and it was later at the night, and we was coming down East Maiden Road, close to where we live, and it's real pitch dark, and right there at the crossroads, there's this big guy with a motorcycle. He's really slow, very slow guy, and I was kind of upset, and I don't cuss and all that stuff, I don't act like that, but I was kind of like, come on, man, let's go, you know, come on, man, let's go, and dude was very slow, excuse me, and he drove on down the road, got out of our way, went down the road about a couple miles, and there was five deer that ran across the road. And by the time we got there, was only one left. So if that big guy on the motorcycle wouldn't have slowed us down, we'd probably had an accident with all those deer. We probably had a major accident with all them deer running in front of us. So the Lord saved us from those deer. He knew what was going to happen, care of us before that happened. And I mean, I can tell you tons of stories where he's done this. I mean, he's given us money. He's taken care of us. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when you're opened up for God, you're opened up for miracles, anything can happen to you. I mean, I'm a walking, living proof. All my life I've had this to happen. The Lord has always taken care of me. And I don't even see how people can have bad times and have low incomes and stuff. I mean, the Lord could just bless you, and then something bad does happen. I mean, we have had bad things happen to us. I mean, we have had times we didn't know where the next meal was going to come. I mean, we have. But, you know, he has, somebody would give us something to eat, or, you know, they would give us groceries, or we would find some money to go and get something to eat. I mean, we've had times like that. I mean, not recently. It's been a long time ago, but, you know, we have had times like that. But I'm just saying, everybody's had hard times, and God will bless you if you just open up your hands and ask and receive. You know, amazing things will happen. You know, you just can't give up. You've got to open your hands for a blessing. You've got to ask God for a blessing. You can't just think he's going to send me some. I'll wait. You know, you got to say, Lord, he cannot mess with your free will. You say, Lord, I need something to eat now. I need something to eat, Lord. Help me, please. And I'm sure he will. I'm positive he will. It might not be a paid way to the Red Lobster or anything, but, you know, he'll find you some groceries somewhere or another. You know, you got to have your mind open to things, and God will work. You got to have firm belief. You don't really have to have a strong belief. You know, you got to have faith as much as a mustard seed, as Jesus said. You don't got to have a faith like the Pope or something like that. A lot of times, them guys don't even have no faith. They're just put on a big show. So you just have much as faith as a mustard seed, and you'll see amazing things happen. And a mustard seed is as big as a pea. So you can just kindly believe, and things will happen for you. So it doesn't take great faith. And I'm going to read something else, you know, to y'all today about love. It says, like the comforting glow of a lighthouse in the midst of a storm. God's Spirit shines out from me as a beacon of love to others. I let the love of God infuse all I think, say, and do. Then I am sure I relate to others with love and understanding, because I am allowing the love of God to flow from me. I am fulfilled. I feel good about myself and the world around me. What a blessing it is to be calm and relaxed as I deal with the pressures of everyday life. Love has its way in me and in my life. My days glow with love and love of God. I both give and receive. So they give and receive. And the little affirmation says, I am the beacon of love wherever I am. I am the beacon of love wherever I am. And I had something else I want to share with you today. It's from John 15 and John 15 and downward, something, wherever I decide to stop. It says, after they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than those others do? Yes, Lord, he answered. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, take care of my lambs. A second time, Jesus said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, he answered. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, take care of my sheep. The second time, Jesus said to Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter became sad because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? And so he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, take care of my sheep. I'm telling you the truth. You were young. You used to get ready and go everywhere you wanted to. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will tie you up and take you where you don't want to go. So what it's saying is when you get older, they'll have to take care of you. And saying this, Jesus directed a way which Peter would die and bring glory to God. And Jesus said to him, follow me. So he was kind of predicting a lot of stuff there too, but he was telling them, you know, do you love me? Do you love, I'm going to ask you this, audience, do you love Jesus? If you love Jesus, take care of his sheep. Love one another as he has loved you. Take care of his sheep. Love the sheep. If you're bitter, still love the sheep. If you're having a bad day, still love the sheep. That's a big call sometimes. I know even with myself, I have problems with that. I have problems loving people at times. That's why I have the Holy Spirit there. The Holy Spirit teaches me many times. Don't do that, Stan. You need to see this guy through God's eyes. He's a beloved child of his. You need to love him as he loves him. Don't see him with his problems and his situations that the enemy has popped in his head. See him as well how God sees him. Holy Spirit's constantly teaching me things. As he's constantly teaching you things. How to live and walk like Jesus. Do you walk and live like Jesus? Does Jesus teach you things? Does the Holy Spirit teach you things? Or has he already taught you things? And since he has taught you things, you know, you think you already know everything, and he don't need to teach you no more. And he did a few things with you, and you're on a pedestal now. And you're on a pedestal, and since everybody glorifies you, you know, it's all about you now. Do you really think it was always about you? That's one question I like to ask. Do you really think, was it always about you? My Bible says it would. It was all about Christ. It was always about Jesus. It was never about you. As it's never about me, first of all, you've got to kill you. You've got to destroy who you was. If you're still there, you're not a full-blown Christian. Because the you has to be severed away from your body. Christ has to live in you. You have to melt away for a new you to appear. The new Son of God has to reappear in you. Jesus died for you. His blood paid for your sins, for a new you. When you accepted him and you was baptized, you died with him. You died with him. Not the old hateful, mean, with a meanful person and the person with 1,000 suitcases of problems that has came from the past. All that died. The new man arose. Not the person that had a bad childhood or the person that had a bad marriage. That died. The new person arose. So if you're still carrying all that stuff around, you need to kind of check your connection with God. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. That stuff died for me. I'm not perfect by no means, and I still have situations, and God's still working on me. Trust me, he's working on me every day with things. But there's a lot of things that I know that he has circumcised my heart. He does that constantly. It's an everyday thing. I need Jesus every day. I need Jesus every minute. I need the Holy Spirit every minute to help me walk this life. Because this life is actually pretty hard. It is pretty hard. And it's pretty amazing, too. So I ain't going to sit here and paint a gloomy picture because it ain't. I mean, I've had a great time. I've had a bad time, too. I've had both. See, God is just training me. He's creating a new creation in me. And he's doing the same for you. But is he doing the same for you? Are you allowing him to do that for you? That's the question. Is he creating a new you? Or are you too busy doing your own thing and, you know, you just see him on Sundays and that's it? Do you constantly keep him in your mind? Do you constantly ask him to shift you out, to clean you out? Whoever's listening to me right now or listening to me on iPod, I want you to fold your hands at this time. If you're having problems with yourself and you got things going on. And just say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask you to search me. Search my mind, search my body, search everything. If there's any darkness in me, it's not of you. I ask you to remove that. I ask you to sift me inside of me, sift my soul. Take everything that is not of you out of me. Take everything in my life that's not of you away from me. Take everything that's not of you in my life away from me. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. And if you just said that prayer, the Holy Spirit is going to sift you like a bag of flour. And you're going to see things move. You're going to see things move in your life. And Jesus will appear. I mean, you'll see him start doing things for you. You'll start seeing yourself change. Because all these little things that was in you that you didn't know about will be pulled out, and you will see thoughts disappear. You'll see feelings disappear. You'll see demonic entities disappear. You'll see all that. And I want to thank you all for saying that prayer, because many people need that prayer. But I'm going to play a song for us right quick. I'm going to play My Hope Is In You. We'll be right back, and I'm going to say a prayer for everybody right after this song. My hope is in you, Lord. God bless you all there. That's a great song. And I think it came from the worship CD line 2013 or 2012, something like that. They got some great CD lines. It's Christian worship music. It's called Wow. And normally the year that you're in, it'll be like Wow 2014. It'll be the all the music, you know, that Christian music has been sung and played over the year. or a lot of songs that will be sung and played during the year, and they got some amazing songs on there. And I really say, you know, go to Walmart, find that, and you'll find some work, you know, some great worship music. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say a prayer for everyone right now. Anybody that's having any issues, and if you would want to, you can call in now at 347-996-3615, 347-996-3615, if you want a prayer. But right now I want to pray for everyone. Lord, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for having this broadcast today. I want to thank you for all these people listening to me today. I ask you to bless every one of them. And I ask you to, if they have any issues, healing, if they have any physical issues, I ask you to heal these issues. If somebody's having an issue with a back, I command the pain to be gone in Jesus' name. I command every disc, every bone, every muscle tissue, every cell in that back to be repaired, be healed in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill that back now with your fire. Fire, fire. Fill that back up and heal it. I ask you to heal that kneecap. And hold it, you know, in Jesus' name, I command that kneecap to be fully repaired. I command the bone to be fully repaired and fully healed. I command the ligaments in the knee to be fully healed and fully healed in Jesus' name. I command the pain to leave out of the neck, spirit of pain, I command you to leave. I curse you and command you to leave that neck now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to touch that person now. If somebody has a sinus issue, I curse the spirit of that sinus issue. I command you to leave. I bind you and command you to leave now in Jesus' name. You have no authority there. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Leave now in Jesus' name. Command anybody that has a virus, I command you to leave. I bind you. I curse you. I command you to leave that person now. Holy Spirit, go within these people. I command it to leave. I bind it and I curse it and I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. Leave now in Jesus' name. Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless all these people. Anybody's got foot issues, command the pain to leave out of that foot now. In Jesus' name, I command the foot to be fully repaired. I command every bone in the foot to be repaired. Every inch of the foot to be fully healed and repaired in Jesus' name. I command this now. Holy Spirit, I want you to come amongst these people. I want you to reveal yourself to them in Jesus' name. Father, send your Holy Spirit through this show to these people and reveal yourself to them. Let them know that you're real. Let them know who you are now. Not a little bit, not tomorrow, but right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, touch these people now in Jesus' name. I ask everybody in the audience to put their hands out and act like you're receiving. Holy Spirit, touch them now. Holy Spirit, fire, fire. Touch them now. Fill them up. For your Holy Spirit, fill them. Fire, fire, fire. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope everybody enjoyed this prayer. I hope everybody has been touched by this prayer, and I'm sure people have been healed by this prayer, and so it is. Jesus is great. Father is great. He's all love. I'm going to go ahead and do the prayer of protection for everybody. Now, everybody can repeat this after me if you wish. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. In Jesus' name, all is well. And I want everybody that has not accepted the Lord, I ask you to just fold your hands and say this prayer with me if you want to accept the Lord in your heart today and be saved today. Just fold your hands and say this little prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive me of any known sins and any known sins of it, you know, any unknown sins I've ever done. I ask you to cover this with your blood. I accept that you died on the cross. I accept that you rose again for me. I accept you fully in my heart. I ask you to come and make a seat upon my heart. Live within me. I love you, Jesus. I love you so much. I can't do this anymore, Lord, without you. I can't do this. I tried this life on my own. I can't do this anymore. I need you to come within me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And put your hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Lord Jesus, fill them with your Holy Spirit. And now they accepted you. They accepted you fully. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said that, I kind of rotate the prayer around. I'll add different things to it from time to time because I don't have just one certain prayer because that's religion and I don't believe in religion. So, you know, that's the same way the disciples did it. But, you know, any prayer like that when you're accepting the Lord, you know, is good. A lot of people say, well, you've got to see the sinner's prayer. No, you don't. As long as you're accepting the Lord in your heart and you ask him to forgive your sins and you die, you're good. So, you know, take religion out of your heart and put God in your heart. Put Christ in your heart. That's one of the main things I try to, you know, reflect on this show. I don't really have a whole lot of religious stuff on this show. A lot of the stuff, you know, through a Unity Church, and I've been Lutheran, I've been, you know, but I've took a lot of things out of the Bible, and that's what I push. I push the Bible. That's what I basically push, because religion ain't really me. I've not really been, you know, when I was younger, religion was me, but now it's more spiritual and more Bible. It's basically what I'm all about. And you can go to some churches, I don't care where you go, and they'll say that they're spiritual, and the more you listen to them, the more they sound the same like the rest of them. And a lot of times that's all we know, you know. But, you know, the real church is coming back, and the power of God's coming back into everybody's household. And it's being needed for hundreds of years, and it's coming back. But I want to say thanks to everyone of y'all who's listening to this show today. I hope God blessed you through this show. And I ask you to come back Saturday. It should be, you know, the show should be around 10 a.m. I'm going to try to find a guest. I have my mind on some people that, you know, that God has worked through me to help them and give a good testimony or something. So I might do that. But I will post it on my Facebook page when I get re-put, you know, line the show up. And I hope this show bless everybody, and God bless every one of y'all. And I'll see you Saturday.